11:19 on News Talk 580 CFRA. Good Wednesday morning to you. We had a little bit of sunshine out there, kind of gray now. We have a pretty good forecast for the weekend, which is nice for all the university students who want to get out and attend the Panda Game. It's an annual ritual, of course, here in Ottawa, the game between Carleton and U Ottawa. I know tickets have been on sale all through the week. Kids thinking about it since coming back to school. And you want students to be able to go out and have fun and enjoy a football game, right? And for the most part, over the years, it has gone well. It has been an opportunity to do that. But there have been some times where it has gotten out of control. Way, way back, there was an incident where things were a little bit wild at Lansdowne. And that lost students the right to go to the game the following year. Last year, we saw things get pretty intense in Sandy Hill, in the Lower Town neighborhood. There were about 2,000 people who were at a party on Russell Avenue. So can you imagine if you're living on Russell Avenue and living with that? A number of people were charged after for that out-of-control partying in Sandy Hill. A couple of people were accused of taking part in a riot, in fact. So police are getting out there this year and letting everyone know it is going to be different, and certainly reassuring the residents of Sandy Hill that it will be different this Saturday and before and after as well. So hopefully the end result is people can enjoy the game and residents can enjoy their homes as well. Constable Sebastian LeMay from the Ottawa Police Force is here, community police officer for Sandy Hill. So this is all you coming up on the weekend, but you have a little bit of help in terms of extra resources to make sure that everything is calm this weekend.
Absolutely. We've been doing some outreach into community with our team of police liaison officers. They've been canvassing the neighborhood, liaising with the community members, hearing their concerns, and obviously identifying some addresses which might be problematic, which we will be monitoring. As well, some visits have been made in terms of education and warning that there will be zero tolerance over this weekend for any infractions, whether it be the Liquor License Act, Criminal Code, or any other provincial statutes.
So it's almost like you guys are looking at this even long before the coaches are drawing up their game plan for the actual game on Saturday. This is sort of weeks of planning to make sure you're prepared that all will go well on Saturday.
Absolutely. It's been ongoing for several weeks. Like I said, either by way of canvassing in the community, we've also had several community meetings with Sandy Hill Community Association, as well as U Ottawa and Carleton U representatives. So communication is ongoing throughout, and so is the planning, obviously, until the day of. And as we said, the days following a Panda game.
Potentially a little bit of it last year is, I mean, obviously, students, the university experience, football is a part of it, partying is part of it, and these kids, this particular generation of new university students, have been denied some of the typical rites of passage when it comes to getting out and partying and letting off some steam. And I think there was a little bit of that last year, and there may be a little bit of that again this year, where it's finally what we keep calling a normal year on campus as students get back at it and they're at their classes in person and they're getting together and they're experiencing a lot of that in some cases for the first time because they didn't get to do a lot of it at the end of high school. So you're going to expect that students maybe are going to be out even on the Friday night before they're going to be right into this party mode, despite the message that goes out there, because they get some of their messaging from different places. So what do you guys have to do in anticipation maybe on a Friday night to set the tone and show that the enforcement level is what it needs to be?
So you said it, Patricia, and we are conscious of, we're coming out of a pandemic. And by we, I mean the collective we, police service, and as well as the community association and the universities, that students do want to go out and they do want to have a good time. As we've said, our presence from the Ottawa Police Service perspective will be robust, and that will be through the weekend, obviously starting on Friday, as you mentioned, with some parties that might start the day before. And obviously we want people to have fun, but we just, want them to do so in a respectful manner of, again, their neighbors, in a lawful way, and in a way that is safe for them as well, so that nobody gets injured, hurt, or, as you've mentioned from last year, gets charged criminally for some offenses.
Do you guys feel the pressure, not just because of, the way things kind of went down last year, but also, of course, we're coming out of this really crazy, ridiculous year with the convoy and some of the critiques that were leveled at the Ottawa Police Force during that time. And some of those residents are in some of these same neighborhoods where they may be impacted by this. Do you feel a certain pressure to live up to expectation on these particular days?
We always strive to ensure community safety, regardless of the climate and the criticism that we might have been receiving. I, as a community officer for Lower Town and Sandy Hill, have received some of those emails where people might have been upset. Again, we always learn from the past, and we move forward. And again, the plan for this weekend is a very robust presence throughout the weekend to ensure that the residents of Sandy Hill and of Ottawa are as little affected by the celebrations that we could see stemming from Panda Game.
So we don't have exact numbers, but extra officers are brought in or redeployed to that area just to make sure that it's there's a lot of attention on that neighborhood.
Yes.
How does the Panda Game compare to other big party days that we see in the city, like the St. Patrick's Day Parade, for example, when also people are perhaps partaking in a drink or two and out there on the streets?
Yes, we're definitely conscious that the alcohol influences people's behavior. I've been a community officer for 5 years in this community, and I do draw a parallel between Panda Game and St. Patrick's Day. And I think the Sandy Hill Community Association will agree that we tend to prepare the same way by way of meetings in the weeks ahead and planning. And obviously, like I said, preparing in order to ensure that everybody can celebrate, but in a way that affects as little as possible the community that they're in.
Are you a football fan as well?
I'm a fan of sports.
Okay. So you appreciate that the you want these students to be able to have the opportunity to do this kind of thing in our city and just to do it in such a way that it doesn't jeopardize it for the next bunch next year, right?
Of course. And I can speak for a lot of my colleagues as well that are fans of sports and recognize that there is a celebration around Panda. But again, our goal is to ensure public safety for everyone.
All right. Good stuff. Constable Sebastian LeMay is a community police officer for Sandy Hill, reassuring residents in that neighborhood that they will be out in full force this weekend. Looking for everyone to have a good time at the Panda Game on Saturday, October 1st. Just not too good. Just keep it safe out there. Keep the party off the streets as much as possible, and we'll be watching to see how that all goes down. Of course, a lot of attention on it this year, so hopefully that message is getting out there to those that might be involved. Thanks so much for coming in studio to talk to us today. Appreciate having you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Coming up to 11:27 here on News Talk 580 CFRA. When we come back, Matt Scooby is downstairs getting set for CTV Ottawa News at noon. Of course, watching this hurricane that is tracking toward Florida and expected to make landfall near Fort Myers early this afternoon. So we're going to tell you exactly where that's at and what kind of strength it is at. Continue to watch that through the day for you and share those pictures with you both at noon and at 5 and 6. You're listening to Ottawa at Work. I'm Patricia Bull.